The really dark time for Yanira came in the middle of winter, when she was 16. Just after New Year's Day, Yanira came home from school and lay down on her bed. She started crying and couldn't stop.
And my mom heard me. She knocked on the door. She was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "I don't want to die and stuff." And I just feel like cutting myself. I don't feel like there's no other solution.
Yanira had been in therapy for a few years already. She was angry a lot and had gotten into trouble at school. But therapy wasn't helping this time.
Like, I would look at people laughing and I would just be like, "What's wrong with me? I can't laugh. I can't be happy." Like, it was just empty. Like, I would just feel empty on the inside.
Her mom took her to the emergency room. That's when Yanira admitted she had actually been cutting herself for a long time. She would take a knife and make neat little cuts on her arms.
Here, or here, or like here, like around my wrist area and stuff, or like more down and stuff. Like, it wasn't the big knives, it was like the little ones, the little skinny ones, I guess, but they were still sharp.
Yanira spent 3 days in the hospital that January. She said she liked the night nurse who called her sweetheart and let her stay up late talking on the phone. At home, that's against her mom's rules. And her mom's rules are where the story really starts. Yanira's mother did not want to be interviewed. Yanira says her mom is stubborn, good at getting what she wants, and Yanira's named after her.
I look like my mom, a little. Her black, 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 black hair. My hair's black, black, black. The way she smiles, I got that from her. Her sense of humor.
And what are your mom's rules about where you can go now?
I could only go wherever she goes. That's it. There's no discussions, no nothing.
No hanging out with friends. No boyfriends. Yanira can only go back and forth between her apartment and her high school.
Girls basketball team, just to know.
I think in particular Latina girls are kept home much more than, let's say, Latino boys.
One of Yanira's teachers, Caroline Worthington, says this happens a lot with Latina girls in her classes.
So one homework assignment I've given is I'll say, go outside and take a 5-minute walk. Go to the park. Anything that gets them outside. And often I'll be met with, "I can't. I'm not allowed."
When Yanira's mom does send her to the corner store, she drags her feet to make the trip last. It's the only time she gets to be out in the world on her own.
Like, she thinks she's protecting me, but at the same time, she's suffocating me. Like, I always tell her that that's why I'm so rebellious, because the more you're keeping me in, like, I'm going to take out my feelings out on you.
Yanira says the reason her mom is so strict is because she's scared of New York City. Yanira's been in the city since she was 5 years old, but her mom grew up in the Dominican Republic. So in New York, she's worried that Yanira might hang out with the wrong people or get involved with guys. More than anything else, Yanira says, her mom is obsessed with her virginity.
Like, she thinks stuff about me. Like, she could say, "Oh, I think you're pregnant. Take a pregnancy test," or something like that. And, like, one time I took it and it came out negative. And she was like, "Oh, today's your lucky day because it came out negative," or something. And I was like, "It's not my lucky day. I know I was negative. I'm not pregnant at all. My whole family have babies, so, like, I take care of half of them. So, it's like, I know how hard you have to work for that. I know the responsibility."
Researchers say there are two reasons Latina girls attempt suicide so often. The complete lack of freedom is the first. The second reason is that they have so much responsibility. Since she was 15, Yanira's been expected to help run the household. She cooks dinner for her brothers and her mom. She cleans their Harlem apartment. She stays up late helping her brothers with their homework.
Remember we did that one? Why did you erase it?
Cause it wasn't right.
So to get that, what is this? You multiplied?
I needed to get the part in this one.
Yeah, so you multiplied it.
It's a lot of responsibility. And her aunts and female cousins grew up the same way, so she took it in stride. But then, one day, in the fall of 10th grade, something happened that forced Yanira to grow up overnight. She had to completely take over for her mom.
Like, I still remember the first time she told me she had cancer. Like, I remember, like, I was, like, sweeping the room, and she had called me, and, like, she was in her room laying on her bed. The room was dark, like, she turned off the light. And she said, honey, come sit over here.
Yanira's mom told her she had breast cancer, a pretty bad case. Then she had a mastectomy and chemo. All of a sudden, Yanira was in charge of everything. She cooked special meals, trying to get her mom to eat when she had no appetite. Her mom came home from the hospital too weak to bathe herself, so Yanira took care of that too.
Like, I would have never thought that I had to bathe her to a point. So it's like just seeing that, like, it surprised me, but then it was like, if I wasn't gonna do it, who else was gonna do it? Someone has to do it, so. And I would just tell her, like, to turn around and stuff, and, like, and then when I had, like, rinse the soap off, like, I would just, she would tell me, go carefully, because, you know, it hurts when you, like, and I would just go slowly.
After a few months, Yanira's mom started getting her strength back. As she got better, Yanira got worse, sinking into the depression that landed her in the emergency room. Still, even after the hospital, the rules in Yanira's house hadn't changed. She fell behind at school, almost failing a few classes. She was desperate to get out of the house, but her mom wouldn't budge. Then, like a wish was granted, Yanira found out she was going with her mother back to the Dominican Republic for a visit. And there, all the rules are different. Her mom feels safe, so she lets Yanira do what she wants.
Next week, I'm going to DR next Saturday. I hope to, like, dance a lot and, like, drink, I guess. I don't know. But I want to drink. I really do. I want to drink beer, I guess.
When I saw Yanira after the trip, she told me she did get to go drinking and dancing with her mom. But the thing she seemed most excited about was just getting to act like a teenager.
Like, just go out to a friend's house and stuff and, like, eat till we barf. And, like, watch movies till, like, we get tired, sleepovers, and everything was cool. If I would say, Mom, can I go? She'd be like, yeah, bye. When we was over there, she would always say, like, enjoy it now because you know you're going to be locked up when we get back to New York.
When she got back to New York last fall, Yanira was locked up again, and she fell back into a depression. But Yanira's therapist intervened and brought her mom in for a session. After that, her mother started letting her go out nights. She had a 9 p.m. curfew, which she promptly broke, staying out at a party until 2 in the morning. Her mom gave her another chance, though. This summer, she was even allowed to get a job for the first time.
I always tell her, when I turn 18, I'm not going to live here. I'm going to live far away from you. I'm trying to get a job, like, to at least, like, be, like, away from the house and, like, have my own stuff.
Yanira doesn't know yet whether getting out of the house means a life of full-time fun and partying, college, or getting into nursing school, like she dreams of doing.
So your mom is still worried about you?
She is. She always been worried. Because, like, she calls me her little girl and stuff, and I always fight with her. I'm like, don't call me that. I'm not little anymore. She's like, yeah, but you forget that's a parent's. You're always going to be little.
Yanira turns 18 this November, and she says she's ready to make some decisions for herself. But she's got to get through one more year of high school and living with her mom before that can happen.